We are in the middle of Teisves and Daf Tadik Ches Emet Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Just to refresh our memory, Shitas at Teisves is that Rove, Rabbi Yochanan hold Tam Keiker is Minatere, it's also that the Chiddush of Zroye B'Sheila was that the Pasuk is speaking about B'chol Oifen, Afilu, was cooked in such an Oifen that the time that the Zroye gave into the aisle, there was no Roiv to be Mevatel the time. Then, so that everyone holds it should be Yosef. And that is a Chiddush of Zroye B'Sheila, Zehet Rabo Miklal Yisrael. But the concept of Tam Keiker, that's, that everyone agrees that Tam Keiker is a deraisa. So now with three lines from the bottom, the Perik Basra de Meseches Avodah Zarah, Ka'oma Rabbi Yochanan Tamoy V'loy Mamoshe Osar V'ein Loikin Olof. Now Tosfos has a problem. If everyone holds Tam Keiker is a deraisa, so what is pshat this memra of Rabbi Yochanan Tamoy v'loy mamoshoy osar? They like it all up. Why aren't you like it? So Tosfos says a few mahalchim to explain this gemara. Mahalach number one, haynu b'minoy. It's speaking about min b'minoy. And from a mele, so we're not margish the tam. So min atayres bottle b'roy. So then, you're not malgish the tam. The midi reise berube bottle. The reise is bottle beroy. So that's why ain't loikin olof. Midi rabbonon, it's also gozru minoy, oto ene minoy. Ene minoy, cause man, there's no shishim. It's also. So therefore, minoy is also midi rabbonon. Now, the same Gemara says, now just Tosfos made an Akimta. Tosfos had a problem. There it says, Tamoy v'loy mamoshoy ain't loikin olof. So Tosfos had a problem. If Rabbi Yochanan knows Tam Kika the Raisa, why is ain't loikin olof? So Tosfos said it, speaking about min b'minoy. So min b'minoy, since you're not malgish the Tam, so it's bottle min atoyre. So now the Gemara says, V'tamoy u'mamoshoy. The Gemara says, what if you have tam u'mamish? Tamoy u'mamoshoy. So there the Gemara says, you are like it. Now this has just got into very hot water. Tamoy u'mamoshoy, l'chayre means you cook three pieces of meat. Tamoy u'mamoshoy. And it's min b'minoy. And there it says loikin olof. Now, if it's min b'minoy, that's a pachat. Tamay u'mamoshe min b'minoy is bottle b'roiv also. So what is shot there? It says tamay u'mamoshe loikin olof. And the whole problem comes about because Tosfos is made in a kimta speaking about minoy. They said a problem tamay v'loy mamoshe. So Tosfos said it's speaking about min b'minoy. So but speaking about min b'minoy, so why is tamay u'mamoshe loikin? So Tosfos makes an akimta. It's speaking about that you have three pieces of meat that were cooked together. The middle piece of meat has a flag in it, bosa treifa, and it's clear that it's nika that this is treifa meat. So there's no dimbittel from a mailer. It's not clear that there's no tarubis, there's no dimbittel. So my mailer, so if I ate tama, you my moshoi, I'm like it. Oh, so my mailer, so now Tosfos has a problem. If we will say that Tosfos made an akimta speaking about min b'minoi, and min b'minoi theoretically, so if lo tama, you my moshoi also should be ain like it, nolo. If it's not nikare yourself. So why did he have to say tama, v'loi my moshoi, ain like it, nolo? The Gemara differentiates between Tamoy v'loy mamoshoy a tamo yom ha-moshe. No, apilu tamo yom ha-moshe, it's also a loikin olav if it's not nikel. If it's nikel, it's loikin. So why do you have to differentiate with tamo yom ha-loim ha-moshe? V'chiktoni tamo yom ha-loim ha-moshe also ve'ein loikin olav. Who adin apilu tamo yom ha-moshe? It's also a loikin olav im ein makirei.
That means he wanted to say like this. Tamoy v'loy my Moshe is never nika. You can never, it's never nika the tam.
So memele, so meet with me, no, is bottle b'roy. So that's why I like it all up. Tamoy my Moshe, so he has to start differentiating if it's nika isa, if it's not nika isa. So therefore, when he wanted to say ain't like it, he wanted to say a straight statement without any tenoim, so he said, "Tamay v'leim mamosh ain't like an olav, because that's for sure. It's not nikarisa, it's bottle b'roy. Tamay mamosh that loikin means it's nikarisa. That's but ain't a chanami. The Gemara could have said tamay mamosh ain't loikin, but loy nikarisa. But the Gemara didn't want to. The Gemara wanted to say ain't loikin. The Gemara wanted to say b'chol loifin ain't loikin. Mahalach number one. Inami." Mahalach number two, nokat v'loy ma'moshoi l'revuse dafelohochi also. That means like this. The din ain't loikin. That's the din ain't loikin is poshet. Minatayre is bottle b'roy. Min b'min is bottle b'roy v'vulotam e ma'moshoi. So the chiddush of ain't loikin is a bigger chiddush by time e ma'moshoi. That's right. But in the Chiddush, also midarabonim, there's a bigger Chiddush that Tam alone is also midarabonim. Here they ask on Tam alone. There's no Mamoshoi Shalisa. So he hopped on Tamoi v'loi Mamoshoi to tell me it's also midarabonim. He hopped on Tamoi u'mamoshoi b'nikirisa to tell me that's like it. So maybe he wanted to hop on the Revuse in both cases. Loikin is by Tamoi. Umamoshoi, b'mino, if it's nikarisa. And there's an issa, the rabbon, and a fellow by time, v'loi mamoshoi. Even though it's me, b'mino, it's bottle b'roi. V'oid yesh loiva. Now, Tosis wants to say a second teretz. That means, once again, let's appreciate the problem that Tosis has. The Rabbi Tosis holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds, tam, and if something is nice in time, you should be like it. And there is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, "Tamoi v'loi mamoshoi ain't like an olav." This is the problem that Taisva said. So the first time was speaking about mina is both. But then you have problems by tamoi mamoshoi. So that was the first mala. Now Taisva wants to say it's speaking about min shaloi b'mina. Talking about min shaloi b'mina. So memele, so now it's bitter. It's min shaloi b'mina. And Rabbi Yechon knows, tam kike de reise. So why aren't you like it? That's a problem. Zuchtaisvitz. But maybe before we see Taisvitz, which the lesson of Taisvitz is not too clear, let us see the Rosh, and from the Rosh, then we'll come back to Taisvitz. The Lashon of the Rosh is much more clearer, and then we'll see really what Taisvis is saying. The Rosh is on the page 362 Balaz. It is Kuf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. It is the second column. And if we'll see, there's a Ois Nun of the Oisis of the Madana Yontef and the Rosh. So this is a line before the Ois Nun V'Rabbeinu Chaim Zal Pirish. This is the Pirish that Tosfos brings down is this is the Rabbeinu Chaim.
Rabbeinu Chaim Zal Pirish, the Airi Shaper, Bemin B'Sheinei Minei. Now again, let's appreciate the problem that Taisus has. Taisus says, Rabbi Yochanan holds Tam Kika Deraisa. And therefore you should get Malkis on it. And there's a member of Rabbi Yochanan that says, Tamoi V'loi Mamoshoi Ein Loiken Olof. You don't get Malkis. Tamoi Mamoshoi Loiken Olof. So Taisus is the problem. Why Tamoi V'loi Mamoshoi Ein Loiken Olof? Rabbeinu Chaim Zal Pirish, the Airi Shaper B'min B'Sheinei Minei. It's speaking about Min B'Sheinei Minei. V'taymoy u'mamoshoy kori k'sheyesh k'zayis b'chdei achilas pras. There's a k'zayis of tam. How we measure tam, let's not talk about that. But there's a k'zayis of tam b'chdei achilas pras dos havi k'moy mamoshoy shel iso. That means in b'chdei achilas pras, when you'll eat, and whatever the shir of a pras is, it's an achila that takes you eat. I'll eat this whole taruvas, 2 minutes, it takes 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever the time it takes to eat a pras. I'll eat this whole taruvas, and if I'll eat it in this man, I'll zichei ira kezayis. I'll zichei ira kezayis. In this man, if I'm eating Kesayda, Alzicha Ira Kesayis of Tam. So that is called Kesayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. That's called Tamayom Amoshe. That means I have Tam, I have a Kesayis of Tam, that if I eat the whole Taruvis Bechdei Achilas Pras, I'll eat a Kesayis of Tam. Thus, Abi Kemoy Mamoshe Shalis. So this Kesayis of Tam is equivalent, like it's mamoshei shalisha, given the yesh kolkach min ha'isa, shebesoich achilas pras, oichel kezayis. That means if you'll eat besoich achilas pras, you'll be eating a kezayis of tam. Nase kula isa. So then there's a din of hetel nishapach li isa. If you have so much isa in the taruvis, that if you eat an achilas pras, you'll eat a kezayis of tam. So then the halacha is that the tam that is there, afilo I eat one kezayis, I'm eating one kezayis, so talking about min b'shein o minay. We're talking about min b'shein o minay. We have here the chazal was cooked with potatoes. Chazal was cooked in potatoes. Now, if I'll eat an achilas pras of potatoes, I'll be eating the potatoes for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever the sheh achilas pras is, how long it takes. I'm eating so many potatoes, I'll eat a kezayis of tam of chaza. So then the halacha is, if I eat a kezayis, one potato, I'm also chayit. There's a din of hepa nisapach liyis isa, but the din of hepa nisapach liyis isa was only said if there's so much tam in these potatoes that if I eat a pras of these potatoes, I eat a kezayis of tam, then the din is if I eat a kezayis of the potato, I'm also like it. That is the halav of tam keika, and the din of hepa nisapach liyis isa. If there's so much tam in the taruvis that if I eat a pras of the taruvis, I would eat a kezayis of tam. So then the loch is if I eat a kezayis of the taruvis, you like it. And so the Rab Chaim Koyim brings a ray. Gabi isas oires. The bekezayis mimenu yoytze yidei chaybosoi af lohokal. There's a halacha. I made a isa, I made a dough out of rice flour, which is not kosher for matzah. I added some wheat flour to this taluvis before I made the dough. So you have rice flour and a meat of wheat flour. I added enough wheat flour that when I'll eat a pras of this iser, When I leave a pras of these, of this isa, I leave a kezayis of wheat flour. There's a kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras of kemach, of dogon in this, which is mixed up with kemach of oiris. Now, the halacha is, if there's so much kemach of dogon in the taruvis, that if I'll eat a whole pras, a chatzi kiker, I'll be eating a kezayis of dogon, so then the halacha is, when I eat one kezayis from this isa, I'm makai mitzvah achilas matzah. That means that there's a shir. There's a shir if the ratio is that there's so much dogon in the taruvis, if there's so much dogon in the taruvis that in a pras of the taruvis, a chatzi kik of the taruvis is a kezayis of dogon, and so then in the dogon is nois and tam in the whole taruvis, so then the din is the vina kezayis of the taruvis, the din is yumekayim mitzvahs matzah. That means that you have so much dogon in the taruvis that if you need a pras, you need a kezayis of dogon. So memele, safilida kezayis of the isa, you're also yaitza mitzvahs matzah. Dr. Abchaim Koyim Vaita. So just like you're yaitza with a kezayis of the isa, so you're like if you eat the kezayis of the potatoes that have a tam of chaza, since in the potatoes, in the pras of the potatoes, is a kezayis of chaza, so you eat a kezayis of potatoes, you like. That what the Gemara says, v'tamoy v'loy mamoshoy, haynu heichet deleke kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. It's speaking about in tam, that means if you'll eat a pras, you'll eat a chatzi kiker of potatoes, you will not eat a kezayis of tam. Will not eat a kezayis of tam. Va'af al pi shenosan ho iser tam beheter. When you eat the potatoes, you taste the chaza. There's less mandapoli. It's nice in tam. Ain't liking all of it. But you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus. Zok Rab Chaim kol va'af al gav de tam. What's pshat in this? I taste chazer. I taste chazer when I eat a kezayis of the potatoes. I taste chazer. But there's not a kezayis of tam in the potatoes. But I taste the chazer. Tam kiker the reiser. Why am I not like it? Avagav the tam kiker yafine mikro. Mistava loima, lehichmira teure benesinas tam, shall iso beheta, lehoi proi le iso. That means the din of tam kiker abchaim koin said is a moira de kechidish. I'm eating a kezayis of potatoes that tastes like chaza. And you're gonna give me malchus. That's a moira de kechidish. We have to appreciate the chidish. I'm not eating chaza. I'm eating potato, a kezayis of potato that tastes like chaza. So this mo'im de kechidish, that's a din of tam kiker. That a potato that tastes like chaza is also chaza. That's the chidish of tam kiker. Zogt Rab Chaim Koyen, v'loichmir o teire benesinas tam shel iser beheter. This chumre, that the teire said, if the iser is nice and tam beheter, lahoy b'choy le iser, to make the potato a kezayis of iser, kshaheter kol kach yoyser al ha-iser, shimo yoyser be'en v'niker b'soich ha-heter, b'loy nesinas tam, Lehoya loika olov, taina yaisa, bichtei achilas pras. So Taisa says like this, if you have in your potatoes, you have shtiklach chaza. Stick lechasa. When you're eating, when you're gonna eat a pras, with, you're gonna eat a pras of your potatoes with the chasa. You won't get malchus. You will not get malchus by eating a pras of the chasa. Why won't you get malchus? Because it's not a kezayis for the chilas pras. So there's so much heter in the staruvis that I won't get malchus if I eat a kezayis. I'm going to eat a kezayis of chaza. I'm going to eat up all the potatoes and eat a kezayis of chaza, but I won't get malchus because I didn't eat it in this man for the chilas pras. So there's so much heter in the taruvis. There is so much heter in the taruvis that afilu I eat a kezayis of Israel, I won't get malchus on the kezayis. There's so much heter. So the heter made, I'm not like on the Israel. So the time of the Israel should make, I should be this hapach heter liyis Israel. It can't be. That's, let's see again, the lashon of Rab Chaim Koim. To make that the heter should be nesapach liyos isum, sheheter kol kach yoiser al isum. There's so much heter in this arubis. Shim o yoh isum be'en v'nikar b'soich het. I see the shtik lachasa. I wouldn't get malchus on the Yisum. So there's so much heter that makes that even though I eat a kezayis of Yisum, I'm not like on the Yisum. So how can the time of the Yisum make that the heter should be nisapach liyos Yisum? If there's so much heter that makes when I eat the Yisr, I'm not like it. So that the time of the Yisr should make that the heter should become awesome. Period. Fine. Now, let us go back to the Lashon of Tosfos. Let us see, now we'll appreciate what Tosfos was very mekitzer. But let's go back to Tosfos. Tzadik Tes Amad Aleph, the top line of Tosfos. Va'oid yesh loyma, da'hosam ayri v'shaloi b'minoi. It's speaking about shaloi b'minoi. That what Rabbi Yochanan says, tamoi v'loyma moshoi is ein eloike. It's speaking about shaloi b'minoi, which means the chaza is nice and tam and the potatoes. If there's so much tam in the potatoes that you could eat up this man, if you eat up a pras of the potatoes, so memeila you eat a kezayis of tam, correlate tam umamosh, and then you take a loike, be the kezayis of the potatoes. Beheich the leke kezayis bechdei achilas pras. And you eat a kezayis of the potatoes, you won't be like it. And then we saw the svara in the Rosh. Now, the Divrei David brings down, if you don't have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, we have a hesbar of the Rosh, you ate a kezayis of the potatoes, it tastes chazadik shaklach, no malchus. You won't get malchus. The chesed, whatever the chesed is, fine. You don't get malchus. It's also vein loike nolov. Zokt, so zokt the prichodesh. Is it also min atayra min rabbona? Zokt the prichodesh. It's also min atayra. That means tam keika. I taste the tam. So how did the prichodesh learn? So the prichodesh learns like this. There's two dinim in tam keika. There's one din in tam keika. If I taste the tam. It's also. I'm tasting tam shel iser is also. There's another din in tam keika that the akizayis of potato that they has a tam of chaza is nishapach liyos iser. That's another din in tam keika. There's two dinim. One din that the tam is also. The second din that akizayis of hetel that tastes like a tamis, it becomes a chavtsu shalis. So the Rav Chaim is saying, when does a kizayis become this apach liyisisa? You have so much time in the taruvis that you could eat a kizayis of tamach techilas pras, then the hetel becomes this apach liyisisa. But if you don't have so much time in the taruvis, so then there's no din this apach, but the time is also, I'm eating time. So it's also al tchatsi shir. So it's also, I'm eating time. Because I'm eating time. Time is also. So there's two dinim. So the Divrei Dovid asks, where did Meiridik, where did you get these two dinim? Where did you get it from? We have one posik, Giyulei Midyon. That's one of the Makairis we learned, that Tam Keiker. You have to kasha the Kalim. You have to kasha the Kalim. So let me ask you a kasha. This is, and if you don't kasha the Kalim, what's the din? It's also, the Tafshul is also. That's our learned from Giyulei Midyon. So what is the lumdis? Is the lumdis that it's happened nisapach liyosisa? Is that the lumdis? That which is amur di kechidish? Or the lumdis is that tam alone is also. And if I eat a chatzi zayis of tam, it's also al tchotzishi. What is, bovush steht in posuk? So, it steht zwei sachen in posuk. It matters. He says, how can you learn two things from a posik? He doesn't understand it. You have one posik that tells me that you have a treif in the pot, you have to kasha. And the machel will be also if you don't kasha. So what is, wo steht doch da? Steht doch da nishapach liyaisata? Or steht tamas also? So it matters. So, but where do you see these two dinim in the posik? He can't figure it out. It's very nice. It's a cheshbon, a bilva. If tam kikya means it's nisapach, so it's nisapach. It can't be nisapach, so why should be yosr at all? When you see these two dirim in the posit, the divrei David does not understand the prichodesh. About koponim, that's the, I mean, according to prichodesh, this is pshat, rab chaim koy. V'arab, now we have, again, we have to appreciate Taisus's problem. Toisvis holds, Abyeichen holds, Tam ke Iker die Reise, and there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, Tam oi veloi ma Moshe ein loiken olo. So, what do we do? So, Rab Chaim Koitze, they're speaking about, there's no Kezais to the Chilas Pras, and then there's no Dinnis Hapach Li Yisisa. Rab Yosef Mialainish, Oyim Meforish, Rab Yosef Mialainish, Taisvis problem, the same problem. Hoyim aforish ta'afal gav the tam keikir the eraisa. Even though tam keikir is the eraisa leiloki yatam, afilu shaloi beminoi. Rab Yoichan in Sobolok Rabbi Kiva the yalef tam keikir megulei vet kechobim. Velek ele eset tatabiru beish the matzrich libun veyagolem. Hat Rab Yosef mealainish gesagt am eure dike Sach. Rab Yosef mealainish said as follows. Let's be Elach. What would be if there wouldn't be a parsha of Giyulei Midyon? Let's face reality. I wouldn't have a parsha that you have to kasha a treifen of papat. What would it be? I know Chazar is also, but a treif in the pot, I cook potatoes in the treif in the pot, and there's a tam of chazer in the potatoes. My seichel should tell me that the potatoes became chazer without a posuk zichana. That's for sure. Because the tam of the chazer went into the potatoes without, I cooked in a pot that was used for chazer, so the kezais of the potato will become a chepsa bisa. Without a posik, I never would say such a thing. Fine. I have a posik. So Rabbi Yosef Mialainish says, what does the posik say? The posik says it becomes chazer. There's no such posik. The posik says, taviru beish. The posik says, before you cook your potatoes, kasha the pot. So there's an essay, taviru beish. If I cook potatoes in a pot without kashering, I'm over on this essay. That's it. If you have, so that means, if I have a kizayis I have a kezayis of potatoes that was cooked in a dreifer pot, and I ate it. I was over on a say of Taviru Beish. And that's tamkik in the rice. That's tamkik in the rice. I'm even a say. But the Pasuk never said that it became chazer. The Pasuk that spoke about tam is the Pasuk that says by Kalem, you have to kasha the Kalem. This is the makayr of tamkik. This is the makayr. And does it say in the Pasuk where Rabbeinu said, Rabbi said, if you're cooking it, you become chazer? It no such Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Taviru Beish. That's all what the Pasuk says. If you eat, you have to, if you want to eat the potatoes, you have to be Taviru Beish. If I eat a potato without kashering, so it's over the Taviru Beish. I'm over on that. But not, so Memele, so according to Rabbi Yosef Mirleinish, the Gemara by the Zohar is Meredith. Tamboy, Veloima, Moshoi, is also in brackets, minatayre, taviru beish. They like it all of it. I like it because I didn't have chazer. I have tam. And the whole makir that tam is also is taviru beish. Tamoy uma moshay means that I cooked meat and potatoes and everything, and it's mixed up and it's all mixed up together. I taste the meat. So there doesn't become butter. Tamei mamot. There I get malchus. I have a kzayis lechios pas. I'll get malchus. They get malchus because they're eating chaza. But if you cook something in a pot, the tam kike deraisa. But the iser deraisa on tam is an iser asa. That's what Rabbi Yosef Mirleinish said. The Rabbi Netam heishiv loy. So Rabbi Netam asked on Rabbi Yosef Mirleinish. The Islam Lemaima Dadrina Lisure. So he said like this, Amuridike Kasha. He said, it says Tavri Baish. The Pasuk says you have to kasha the pot. Why do you have to kasha the pot? That's only directions what to do. It says kasha the pot. But why do you have to kasha the pot? Because since it's the time of chazer in the pot, it's going to become chazer. The Taviru Be'esh is coming to tell you that you still live your chazer. That's not a new issue of Taviru Be'esh. Taviru Be'esh is telling you what you have to do, but you have to read between the lines. The Torah says you have to kasher it, because if you won't kasher it, the tam chazer is going to go into the potatoes, and it's going to be awesome. So, that means without the Pasuk, I wouldn't know that tam is awesome. But if the Torah told you, you have to kasher, so the Torah is telling you there's an issa chazer. If you use a pot that was used with chazer. It's not a new issa. It's a gilui that there's an issa chazer and potatoes that have a tam chazer. That's shot in Pasuk. And he brought a raya. Kedemrinim ba'alei keyach uba parosek. This nan vagoy agoyzes vaoyvet perish besula mekdoshim soifeges aboyim vaavagav dolei nafkelon ela mit tizbach v'loi gize alayne taime mishim dahatre lesureid loi savid v'loi sogoyiz zut the Rabbeinu Tam amir de keraye this a gemorim b'choyres the halacha is like this. The halacha is if a person is goyzeis a kolbin, so he's like it. Leisagis, there's a lot of leisagis. If a person does avoid in a kolbin, leisavis, but there's a the isa the raisa to do avoid in a kolbin. There's an isa the raisa to be goises the December of a kolbin. This is an isa the raisa. Now, a person had a kolbin and it became a balmo. Fine, came and I was poisoned. Fine. So now we're, it's a balmum, and I was poited. So it says in the Pasuk, Tizbach, Vachalta. You should shecht it, and you should eat it. You should shecht it and eat it. So the Gemara says, Tizbach, you're allowed to shecht it, but for Leisogis, you're not allowed to cut off the wool. Leisogis. Now, so the Gemara says, and if a person will be goises the wool of Psulei Mekdoshim, he'll get Malkus. No, according to Rabbi Yosef Alainish, no. This is Psulei HaMekdoshim Shenivdu. So he's Kolben already. There's an Isra Nesse, Tizbach V'loi Sogois. Why the Gemara says not like that? So you see that the Pasuk is giving us directions what Isurim remain, and what Yisurim became Mutter. The Pasuk is telling you, you know, you had a Korban, a Balmum, you appointed the Pidyon help for Tizbach. But for Gizeh, we're back where we said, still a Korban. There's a Yisur Gizeh. That's a Chazaluk. Not that it's a new Yisur of Tizbach for Yisur, guys. It's a Gilui that the old Yisur is here. Zikterabein and Tabs are the same thing. The Torah said a Pasuk, give the Kash and the Keli. Not that is a Yisur, there's an Yisur of Taviru Beish. The Torah says, give the Kash and the Keli. So the Torah is Megalotos, that a Tam of Chazal that go into potatoes becomes Chazal. It's the same thing. That's the Rabbein of Tam's Kash and Rab Yosef Mielainish. Miu Leidomi Kolkach. So they says, maybe it's not, they're not so similar. The Hosam Vadai da Hadre, there it's Zichepshan like this. Vahochi koma Tizbach Zviche Hitarti Loch Vekotchim Shumemu Veloi Gize. Period. Now let's understand what Taisva says. Taisva says, when a person is Sher Psuli Amukdoshim, the Taisva says, that means like this. I had a behavior that was also begizah, avoid everything. Kadamum, as pointed. I don't know if anything changed. So the Torah says, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. Now, so let's read between the lines. That means before, till the mum and the pidyon, I was not allowed to eat it. I was not allowed to make gizah. I'm not allowed to make avoid it. After the mum and the pidyon, they said, you're allowed to eat it. So what does that mean? So that's it. I'm allowed to eat it, but more than that, you're not allowed to. That's why Chazal said for a double portion, you can malchus. The Torah said, after the pidyon, you're allowed to eat it. So that's it. You're allowed to eat it, so. But more than that, you're not allowed to do. That's all. Masha Enkein, by Kli Midyon, what did the Torah say? The Torah said, you should kasha the keli. Here the Torah, over there the Torah is telling me, what did the pidyon accomplish? The pidyon accomplished that you're allowed to eat it. So if there were four yisurim on it before, there was gizah, avodah, achila, and cholov, there was four yisurim before. And now the Torah says, after this whole process, the Torah says, what did you accomplish? You're allowed to eat it. So that's black and white. I'm allowed to eat it, but not more than that. That's all what the Torah says you're allowed to do. Tizbach v'ochalta. That's it. But Masha Enkin over here, I never knew b'chlal what din Tam has. Tam is, if there wouldn't be a posik, I wouldn't know such a concept that Tam is Bechlal Osa. I said, no, the Tam is Osa. I have to, the Torah is to tell me that Tam is Osa. And how did the Torah tell me that Tam is Osa? Torah said, Taviru Beish. That's what the Torah told me. So in the Gilui Hakro of Taviru Beish, here the Pasuk is telling me that it's an Isra Tam. And it tells me the Isra Tam is Taviru Beish. That's what's telling me. It's not something which I knew till now. Fakert, here is the Gilui Akro that this is also. And the Gilui Akro is, the whole din is of Tavir Beish. If I eat potatoes without kashering it, I was over of Tavir Beish. So Memele, the Rabbeinu Tam's Tushtel, the Psulei HaMekdoshim, is no Tushtel. There's Adrinu Kro, the Dertak Adrinu Lekro, I say the Torah was only matter of the previous existing Yisurim, one Yisur became Mutter, so for Shetzer, the others still remain also. But over here the Torah is telling me that it's also. There's an Yisur of Tam, here's the whole Mekor, that Tam is also, and the whole Yisur is mentioned, Tavir Beish. The Taisvis weiter. והוד הקומה בירושלמי דאולו בפרק שני, אמר רב יוחנן, ונעשו עם בבלי, we got through already in the בבלי, והוד הקומה בירושלמי דאולו בפרק שני, אמר רב יוחנן, נויסני תם, כל נויסני תם, אין לויקין עליהם, חוץ מנויסם תם דנוזר. So this is Eilam Choshech, this is Mamish, this is a Pachad Neurech. Kol Nois Nei Tam Ein Loiken Alein. Now Taisus Yisotzi Yishalmi is Eilam Choshech Badama. Puri Tam Kike Vereis, Puri Kol Nois Nei Tam Ein Loiken Alein. Chutz Minoza. Yesh Loima, the Meheta Mitztaf Le Yisrael. The Yishalmi is not talking about Tam Kike, it's talking about Heta Mitztaf Le Yisrael. תוכי איסה בהדיה בפרק ואלוהיבם, פרק שלושה מינים, אומר רב אבום רב יוחנן, כל איסום שבטרן הטה מצטעף לאיסה, חוץ מאיסורי נוזר. וקור לבישל מנויס אין טעם. That means when you're eating together, you taste the grape together with the bread. So that's called nois, but it doesn't mean טעם קיקה, it's not talking about טעם קיקה. It's talking about הטה מצטעף לאיסה. Fine. ואם תאימה, Baruch Hashem, so now we know, we went through a psazoi, a difficult gemorah by the zore, we took care of it, a psazoi. Vim taima, im tam keike de reise, so if tam keike is the reise, my porich beperik eloiv, and beperik shloishaminim, gabi shtei kupais, acha shel chulnen, ba acha shel trum, lifneim shtei soim, Now, let's just explain the story. The Gemara says something happened which is very uncomfortable. There were two kupis, two small baskets, and one had chulin and one had trumim. And then, in front of them were two soyim. One had chulin, two soyim, one had chulin and one had Truman. Let's make it interesting. Let's say it's Min B'Shein Amina. We'll see. So it's Min B'Shein Amina. You have Truman and Chulin of Chitim. Let's say you have Truman Chulin of Soirim. So in the Soin you have Truman Chulin of Soirim. In the Kupis you have Truman and Chulin of Chitim. Fine. And then, Adavineinu, how this happened, don't ask me, but Al Kaponim, the two kupis fell into the two soin, and now I have a saw that there's chitim and soirim, and I see it's mixed up chitim and soirim, the kupa, there's a kupa of chitim that fell into the saw of soirim, and those. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, which fell into which? So let me tell you, we can't be a detective over here because we can't figure this out. I mean, we haven't the faintest idea how this happened. So the Shaila is halachidik Shaila. I mean, Balamaisa stuff. I don't know what is the halach. So the Gemara says, so the halacha is that I say, Chulin l'say, chulin afla, truma l'shayf, truma afla. Don't worry, eat everything, the soft truma, I know, that you give to the kayin. And the soft, chulin l'shayf, chulin afla. Fine. Kabbalah. A very liberal psak. So the Gemara says, what is the problem? Bi amrit kezayis dechilas pras deraisen. Amayim rinin shani yoyimah. So the Gemara says, if yoch kezayis dechilas pras is a deraisen, if I'm good either kezayis of chit dechilas pras of soirim, that's an isa deraisen. So we're playing with deraises. Why were you so liberal? Why were you makel? Why did you say that chulun was say chulun of lu? Maybe the truma fell into the chulun. So, but what if you hold kezayis with the achilas pras lav de yaraisa? That means you have to eat a kezayis not in 2 minutes, like You have to eat a kezayish right away. Kezayish pasul, not a daraisa. Then it's very good. Then it's very good. So it's a rabbonon. So suffer the rabbonon log. But there's another problem. There's a problem of tam keika. Adachmetaisis means if you're going to cook it together, there's going to be a tam keika. Or maybe, you say, there's a problem of tam keika. Amai oma vahashle kinam uvin kizayis dechilis pras lav di reise. Tikshle amai oma shani yoyma kim de tam keika de reise. V'yes loyma. So Toysvis, the Hosam Ari Beminoi. It's talking about Min Beminoi over there. Oh, wow. So Min Beminoi, so it's not nice and tam. We're talking about, you had the Chitim of Trume in the Kupe, you had Kamach of Chitim in the Kupe, you had Kamach of Chitim in the Saw. So it's Min Beminoi. You'll cook it, it's not nice and tam. Min Beminoi is bottle min atoire. We'll come back to Gzayis Bechdeichel's Pras, which can get very problematic. But I'll call upon him, but it's me b'minai, me b'minai, Paul Hashem, there's not enough time kika. Hashme b'sayfa ol, the mukilo Reish Lakish says, v'hu sherobu chulen al hatrume. There's more chulen over the trume. Umin shaloi beminoi loy shaykh riboy. That means the lotion of rabu more. That means, if it's the same mean, it's shaykh lotion, there's more of this, there's more chulin than trumen. If it's two different meanim, it's the lotion rabu, not applicable. Oh. Pim taima, oive, ibe minoi, even the rabu, botlulu berube, I feel like Kizayis Bechilas Pras. The Maestra Kashav, Kizayis Bechilas Pras is the rice. So why are you Mako? What are you talking about? If it's mean by mean, it's Batal Barai. Yeshloim with the Mikombok in Port. The Kizayis Bechilas Pras, the rice, Yeshlonu Lahachmer Af Beminoi. If Kizayis Pras is the rice, so even though it becomes bottle, we should be machma. The last alamei m'shani yoimek, even the loki b'shayne mine, since by ene mine, if Kizayis Achilles Pras is a deraisa, so you'd be loike by ene mine, so you shouldn't be mako by mine. Umiyu koshe, the sugya de elo oivrim, the beperek shloisha minim alibe de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan mukil baoru afal gavdo loy rabu. He says it's speaking about afilu the son, the kupe, the same amount. Vimkain, kinami kezayis de achilas pras lav de yeraise, fulyo kezayis de achilas pras is lav de yeraise, Tikshle amayim rinin shani yoima. The kivin de loy robo sveike de araise. He. That means if it's loy robo, you don't even have a roi. So I have here a tarubis. So lechere, maybe I'm eating, there's no roi whatsoever. So maybe I'm eating the trume. Shloime da ba motzo meimel of the tameich, chi agav ne yesh pekama duchti. Duma ka ataka could have said le tameich. Pak upon him, that's what Taisva did with that gemara. Just let's learn one more Taisva scholar, Rachmona Gabi Chatos. The gemara says, Shita Satoisva says, we learn that from Mizrahi B'Sheila, that Tam Ke'iker, that the Mizrahi B'Sheila, even though there's Tam, there's no Bittel, there's Tam without a Bittel, Mizrahi B'Sheila is Mutter, even though there's Tam, and so that's Heta Bo Michlal Issa. So the Mo says, so let's learn out that Tam is Mutter all over. So Mo says, Golech Mon Gabi Chata. Hikshe Rabbeinu Tam, the high crowd, the chattis, maisi, hochel, the tam, keike, peke, lo, ivrim, mukilo, lehetem, it's tafri, isa, le, kulam, ותם כהיקה מפריק להם ממשחס, ולבקיב מגולי וכחום, כך נילה בין התם דגסין ננוחה לניצחה להתם את סטאפליס. It makes a different gears in the whole Gemara. We're talking about התם את סטאפליס. The בכל עניין היתר הכוסף. אפילו יש חצי זייס בעין משמנוני של זרויה על חתיכס האיור שחוץ לרויתם, you're allowed to eat a kezayis of the ayil together with the shuman of the zroya. So the are also you're speaking about hetametav leisa. The Torah was matir by zroya b'sheila, and the Torah asked by ula the kotch. But you have to make a gray. So the whole gemara we have to say not tam kikah hetametav leisa. In tzoch legiya swam dikla meima the noket hadrosha hapshute. The Elav called him, that what the Gemara says that's going by Hetem et Taf Leisa, because Tamkik I know from Mishras of Gilei Midyam. But the Elav called the Mishras Gilei Vikechovim, the also the Tamkik, Avamuk Miko the Chatos, the Tamkik, Bloy Latem et Taf Leisa. So Memela, that what the Gemara says, Chatos is coming for Tamkik, and the Gemara in Pesachim says it's coming for Hetem et Taf Leisa. The Gemara in Pesachim means, since they have a different Pesachim for Tam Kika, so I say it's coming for Hetem et Taf Leisa. But wouldn't have those Pesachim that say it's coming for Tam Kika. But Yagav Nika Mekam Edusi. But the Shloime the Sugi Doche Osya Ki Sugi De Nose Perek Shloi Sheminim Persin and Hosem Rabon and Tepulay the Hetem et Taf Leisa Mechatos Mishanei Hosem Nami Letam Keiko Doose. There's a Gemara that says that I learned that from Chatos Tam Kika. But Ava gav the Mishras Namei Osi Le Tam Kika, so why do you need two Pesukim? Mitzra Tzrich. Because of Achmona Chatos, Ava Mine Nozel Le Yosem Enei. The Nozel Mi Kotshi Le Yofin, maybe it's only a Chumar in Kotshim, not a Nozel. Because of Achmona Nozel, Ava Mine Chatos Mi Nozel Le Yofin, the Chumar Isuroi, the Isurei Nozer are more chomo than Isurei Kochim. We see that even the pits the Torah asked by a Nozer, even though it's not even a machel. So maybe that's why the Torah asked Tam also.